And Sol Alcala, come tell us about your Savior.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sol, like the sun. I come from a Mexican background, and if you know anything about Mexico, you know that the majority of the population is Catholic. My family, of course, is Catholic, which meant I grew up going to a Catholic church. Every Sunday, it was the same thing. I went to church, and everything had a routine, the beginning, the middle, and the end. I never really understood why I went to church. I just knew that Jesus died, and the Virgin Mary was important. I grew up learning traditions, stories, and every once in a while, God's Word. I had never seen a Bible while going to a Catholic church. All they had for the members was a book filled with verses that were chosen by the church. It was almost like they taught you what they wanted you to know. It was a system that was very organized with no room for flexibility. I was starving for God's Word, and I knew I was missing something. Around this time last year, I began to fall away from the Catholic religion. I still, however, continue to go to church to hear about God. In this time, I made a great friendship with a coworker from work. After knowing him for some time, I began to share my struggles and worries about my relationship with God. When I told him I was lost and basically had felt no relationship with Christ, he sent me a few Bible verses to read. When I read the verses, I quickly became curious to learn more. What is God really like and who is he? It was January of this year, and Daniel and I began a Bible study on the book of John, and it was amazing. I finally had truth in my life and learned more about my Lord and Savior. God came alive to me in a new way. He made me aware of my sins through his law. I was a sinner that deserved eternal hell for the sins in my life. But because God is loving, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, a perfect, sinless human, to die a horrible death on the cross for my sins. Now I have been freed from being a slave to sin. I am now a slave to God. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life." God is greater than what he was made out to be my whole life. He is the one and only God, the only one who deserves my praise. He is graceful, loving, all-powerful, all-knowing, and ultimately perfect. Around February this year, I decided to fully and completely give my life to Christ. From then on, every day, I've prayed to confess my sins and reject my old life. I thank God for saving me, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. I was saved this year, and I have loved every moment of the journey of growing closer to God. Today I am being baptized to glorify the Lord and fulfill his will for me. Amen.
So based upon your repentance of your sins and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.